Practice Test 1, page 36, section 1. Summarize spoken text. You will hear a short lecture. Write a summary for a fellow student who was not present at the lecture. You should write 50 to 70 words. You will have 10 minutes to finish this task. Your response will be judged on the quality of your writing and on how well your response presents the key points presented in the lecture. Lecture A.
I understand that one major concern of yours in running a successful company, especially in the current economic climate, is the question of worker loyalty. Are you saying that such a thing no longer exists? And if so, what are some of the reasons for this? And how important is loyalty to the smooth and successful running of a company such as yours?
Well, I do think it's important, but I also realise that we can't go back to the old-fashioned sense of loyalty where an employee would spend his whole working life with one company or business. Mm-hmm. Our grandparents, even our parents' generation, expected long-term employment, and their loyalty was rewarded with health care and a pension. This is no longer the case. Many companies are no longer willing or perhaps even able to provide such a financial package. Besides, to a younger generation, sticking at the same job all your life isn't a very exciting or inspiring prospect. Mm. Some reasons for this might be the shortening of contracts, outsourcing, automation, and people holding down more than one job. In other words, we've all had to adapt to the realities of a rapidly changing, fast-paced economy. However, all this is not to say that loyalty is dead. Rather, it has changed emphasis. Today, it is more about trust, in that an employee will promise to bring his skills and engage fully in his work for as long as she or he is there. People change jobs a lot more these days, but I still believe that a company is better off with at least a core of people who stay for the long term.